This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. What's in a bulb? Is it really a bulb? Is it a rhizome? Is it a corm? Is it a tuberous root? And what's the difference? Let's start with what they have in common. They're all underground storage units. All the things they need to sprout and flower are stored in their fleshy structures underneath the soil. Once their leaves are up and at attention, those leaves will manufacture the food that will be sent back down to those fleshy structures underground for storage for next year's flowers. That's why you never cut the foliage of a faded tulip or daffodil plant till it's yellowed and dying. That's the signal that the leaves have done their job and have made enough food for next year's blooms. The simplest explanation of a corm is a thick underground stem that produces the new roots, leaves, and flowers. Gladiolas, cyclamens, and some irises grow from corms. Rhizomes grow horizontally underground, sending roots from their nodes. Ginger is a great example of a rhizome. And that weedy grass we all know and hate, Bermuda grass, is a rhizome, but so are those beautiful tropical cannas. And now we come to tubers. Those are swollen roots that store food. Think potato when you think tuber. So then, what plants come from true bulbs? Tulips, daffodils, hyacinth, alliums, and lilies. For the average gardener, all of these can and are lumped into the category bulbs. Planting practices vary slightly, but they all reproduce underground. Check out GardenBite.com for more info. When selecting bulbs, corms, rhizomes, or tuberous roots, make sure there are no mushy parts. They should feel firm and dry. We'll talk about starting those tender bulbs indoors tomorrow. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and follow me. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.